And please continue to also post up those mussel fritter recipes from last night. Well, joining me on the line is another doyen of Aotearoa. She's a broadcaster, she's a singer, she's a songwriter, she's just absolutely fantastic. Moana Maniapoto. Welcome, Moana.
Oh, kia ora. Well, how are you?
Well, I tell you, after telling all the conspiracy theories that there is for the last half hour, I feel as if I've got my voice back.
Are they still going?
Oh, they're still going. And mind you, part of it might be my fault of giving them license and voice. Maybe I should just ignore them all.
Well, it's always a tricky one. And I remember during the COVID lockdown, there were those who were right down the rabbit hole, and I understand some of the reasons, but there are also people who were getting misinformation. And I remember we set up a session where we had people ring in and ask experts, people who had ologist at the end of their name, questions. And it was interesting, the number of questions that you sort of thought, yeah, well, that's not a dumb question.
Yeah.
I can understand it. So, yeah, I think there's a distinction between those who are victims of misinformation and those who are peddling disinformation. They're the really annoying ones.
Actually, you know, you made a really good point. But anyway, I should just ignore them. Now, coming back to the perennial question, Matariki is just about here in terms of a public holiday, just chatting with Larry Parr. Actually, Matariki's obviously been around for a lot longer than just a public holiday. But the perennial question, what does Matariki mean to you?
Well, I must admit I'm a newbie, so I didn't realise it was really looming until you contacted me. So, you know, I mean, I think it's really fantastic having this celebration, but I remember doing a program on it, and for a lot of us, we weren't brought up around it. We understood that, you know, and my father and brothers would do certain things at that time of the year that were governed by the by nature, so it might be a time when they go out and gather stuff or hunt. Mm. But I never heard that word growing up. So I must admit that I'm a bit behind the eight boards because I interview people for our show. Mm. And I spend a lot of time editing. And, you know, good people like yourself, and that sucks up a lot of energy. So thank you for reminding me that it was looming. And then I'm going to apply myself to celebrating it somehow. I'm not really a morning person, so I won't probably be taking part in some of the special things that happen in the morning, but we will indeed celebrate it on our show somehow.
I actually think I'll probably still be in bed in the morning because, of course, being a public holiday, I know nothing more than going to the Wanderers and Mungerty Bridge and having a couple of ales with my mates. Maybe that's
Wanderers.
How I'll do it.
What a blimmin' legendary place that is. I used to live down the road from the Blimmin' Wanderers.
You know, I have a success record of winning just about every meat tray on a Friday night, including one night coming out of the Wanderers, carrying a backpack of frozen chickens, parsley, and anything that they were wrapped on, and falling into the garden, and my frozen chickens went everywhere.
Oh, my God, I don't have stories like that, none that I would share, actually.
Well,
but,
actually,
I'm really glad that we have this celebration. I think that it's, you know, and it's. I didn't actually realise it was a holiday next week as well, so now my brain is going, okay, how are we going to get our show to air, blah, blah, blah. But I just think it's just so uniquely New Zealand and Māori, and you know, although it, in the scheme of things, we've got so many issues facing us, which are kind of like, it's like whiplash, we don't know where to look. It's just a lovely moment to take a breath and be really grounded and proud, and, you know, I think it's just lovely, eh?
Well, that's right, because of all the noise that's going on at the moment, whether it be overseas or at home, it is good to just take a bit of a break and spend it with your whānau. I know that other than maybe having a hangover on the morning, out come the mussel fritters, maybe a crayfish or two, because it's all about the kai as well. And if I believe the TikToks that I watch from the Hukura Huata, I got a pair of something I eat with wine.
Well, I have been sort of dry June, bloom and June, I call it. And I might do dry July as well, just to have a little bit of solidarity with one of my guests, Manase, who came on here and talked about tangata tiriti. Mm. But, you know, I sort of, if I had to do my best feast, I reckon it would be mutton bird.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, mutton bird. It would be power, kind of like Annie Thorpe's power fritters, all cream power. And you know that other thing from the Reko, who's got it all going on, that blue cod.
Oh no. So if only I had have known. So
you like that?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. So my cousin Glynis runs the takeaway shop on the Chatham Islands, and Glynis sent me a big box of fresh blue cod on a Chatham Islands flight that I jumped in a car and got somebody to take me out to the airport and pick it up. And tomorrow I take possession of some fresh crayfish from the Chathams that I promised Hami Pitipi he might get a leg. That's
well,
it.
You know. That, yeah, and I have to do a shout out to my mate Ngahiwi Tormoana, who gave Hinewehi and I a lot of fresh mussels and some crayfish to take down the line for a tangi. And you know, they're just it's special, eh? It's like food of kings and queens, that kind of kai. That's just whoa, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sad it now because as I came around to your place to do that filming for Monday's show last week, I should have bought some mutton birds from my bucket. Oh, damn it all.
Bloody hopeless. I know, I tried to get some this year, but I didn't manage it. So, you know, apparently it was a stink year down there.
Well, it wasn't. I can tell you it wasn't a stink year in the bucket that I managed to acquire.
not so many birds and not so big. That's what I was told.
Oh, they're big. Trust me, they're big.
Oh, shut up. I want to see evidence.
Hey, from us here at Ngāpiti Wātea and Wātea Radio, happy Matariki to you and your whānau, Moana.
Thank you, Matthew, and thank you very much for coming in on our show this week. It was a pleasure to have you guys in there, and insightful and entertaining. We like that combination.
Can I just say, ever since we did that, that song has been playing in my head, clowns to the left and me jokers to the right. Because it was, and Mum said to me, my mum rang when she said, what the hell were you thinking? And I said, Mum, it was in my head when she was talking, and the words just popped out of my mouth.